This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The city of Austin is releasing the latest version of a new land development code today. These rules dictate what can be built in the city and where. You might remember the last time the city tried this. It was called Code Next. More than a year ago, council members voted to restart the project. But the story of Austin's land code rewrite goes back much farther. It includes millions of dollars, lawsuits, and lots of misinformation. But KUT's Audrey McGlinchey starts this story with none of that. She starts it with a kid.
When you hear the word Code Next, what does it make you? Does it make you think of anything? Does it bring an image into your head?
When I reported on the last code rewrite effort, I did one story where I tried to explain the idea to a six-year-old.
No, not really. It just kind of drives me crazy a little bit.
By the way, this is my coworker's kid, Violet Moss.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Violet, and I'm 6 years old.
That was then. This is now.
Hi, my name is Violet Moss. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in fourth grade.
Kids take tests in fourth grade, right? So what does Violet remember from my reporting?
You can't build in this land area, but you can build in that land area. I guess. I don't know.
My point here is that I've been talking about this land code rewrite, formerly known as Code Next, for more than 3 years, a third of Violet's life. But the whole thing is even older than that.
I call this meeting of the Austin City Council to order on Thursday, June 14th, 2012, at 10:10 a.m.
On their agenda was voting on a future plan for the city. It's called Imagine Austin. And without making you read all 60-something pages of it, one of the plan's central goals is to make Austin a, quote, compact and connected city, to build different kinds of housing, not just big apartment buildings and single-family homes, and hopefully in the process creating cheaper housing options. Council members argued redoing the code is the main way of imagining this plan.
There will be ongoing efforts to make sure that the plan gets fully implemented and that all the necessary adjustments to the land development code and other code provisions are made to make sure that we achieve everything that is set out there.
Councilmember Chris Riley and his colleagues approved the plan and the code rewrite at 1 a.m.
I'm so confident, based on everything I've seen in this process, in the ability of our community to work together to achieve collective goals.
Things were slowed a bit by the city's move to a new council makeup, but by 2015, the city had hired a firm out of Berkeley, California, put together a task force, held public meetings. People got to writing. Fast forward 2 years.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for
to early 2017. The city releases the first draft of its new code.
This is the document that describes how we look as a city, how we function as a city, how we build as a city.
It's the first of three drafts, but the beginning of this whole thing unraveling, despite Austin Mayor Steve Adler's wishful thinking in 2017.
There are no sides now in this discussion. We are one community with a document and a code that we have to get right.
But then the city started hosting and attending public meetings. At some meetings, you could really hear the divide in Austin between people wanting to preserve their neighborhoods and those seeking change, more housing and different types of housing. But some didn't like that idea, like at this meeting in Allendale in 2017 with the mayor.
We live in a city that has a lot of apartment buildings and a lot of single-family homes, but not a lot of duplexes or walk-ups or different kind of housing types, and I would like to see that happen in our city. I think we should try to do... Wait. I think we should try
Others argued the new code didn't go far enough to allow more housing, that it was simply a cleaned-up version of what we already had. Then others wanted to shut the whole thing down. In March 2018, a group of people opposed to the code rewrite turned in a petition asking the city to put Code Next and any code rewrite to a public vote. Here's Fred Lewis with a political action committee called Let Us Vote Austin.
And so at the end of the day, whether or not the final product, people like it or don't like it or somewhere in between, we believe they should have the right to decide whether this is the new land development code for the city of Austin or whether we continue under our old code.
At the end of the summer, Adler waved a white flag. He wrote on the council message board that Code Next had gone, quote, horribly wrong. He said there'd been misinformation on both sides. He asked the council to vote on restarting the rewrite, which they did.
Take a vote. Those in favor of 111, please raise your hand.
A week later.
Those opposed. 111 passes unanimously.
Things have been a little quiet, I suppose, since then. Last November, voters rejected the move to put Code Next on a ballot. They re-elected Adler over former councilmember Laura Morrison, who'd been a critic of Code Next. And they elected councilmember Natasha Harper Madison to the District 1 seat. She's been supportive of a code rewrite. Some saw these choices as the public saying, hey, we're ready for the changes a new code may bring, after nearly 8 years and more than $10 million spent. In that same time, the median cost of renting an apartment in Austin rose by a third. The city plans to release the new draft of the code this afternoon. Sources have told KUT they expect this code to pass relatively quickly, mostly because of the new political makeup of the council. There's hope that a vote on the new code could come as early as December. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.